Queendom, welcome to another episode of the New York City K-Pop Queens podcast. I'm your co-host, Charity.
And I'm your co-host, Emily.
We have a jam-packed show for you guys tonight. First off, we're going to talk about The Boys. We're so excited to talk about their new single, Super Junior DNE. We've been talking about this build-up to the comeback the last few weeks. It is finally here. They have a full album. We're going to give you our thoughts on that. Our girls' Secret Number are back. A little lineup change, some stuff going on there. We'll get into all the tea with that one. Just Be, we reviewed them when their debut happened a few months ago. They're already back with a single called TikTok. So TikTok. We will TikTok to that one. We also have a fun quiz. My man, Changbin, did a collaboration with F-Hero and Millie. We will talk about this fun hip-hop number. As always, we're in the midst of In the Soup. Our love affair with BAM continues. I cannot wait to discuss this week's episode with you, Emily. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
The MAMA nominations came out. Oh, my goodness. I cannot wait to discuss this with you. As always, Emily has the news. We have our songs of the week. Emily, how are you? How is Halloween?
I think I'm in a sugar coma because I've been eating so much leftover candy. Yes. I just need to throw it away. Instead, yeah. I'm like, well, I feel bad throwing it away. So I'll just sit here and go into my kitchen. I get up like every minute to grab another mini candy bar. And I justify it. I'm like, they're little. It's not a big deal. I had a moment last night where I was like, ooh. Wow. I had all these Milky Way wrappers all over my coffee table. I was like, oh, it was not good. It felt like the before scene from a movie before someone like gets their life together and starts like, it was bad. So
oh my God.
Halloween was, it was great. Really fun to see kids' costumes and hand out candy and all of that stuff. But, you know, the leftover candy is an issue for me. How was your Halloween?
Yeah, I had a bunch of kids. Full-size candy bars were a hit. Go me. And like you, I am having some candy as a breakfast dessert, lunch dessert, dinner dessert, snack. So I'm like, you know what? This week's a wash. It's totally fine.
Yes.
Totally fine. Next week, we're back on our stuff. We're not going to have any candy. We're just going to like let it go this week and not beat yourself up about it. Enjoy
yes.
it.
Yeah, well,
it's
delicious. And then we're going into Thanksgiving, which is one of my all-time favorite holidays. I'm going to eat so much. And then we have Christmas. Yeah. There's a lot happening where I feel like once Halloween and the leftover candy starts, it's just there for me. It's like, all right, well, Thanksgiving's in a couple weeks. Oh, that's Christmas. Got some holiday parties. Like, I don't know. For everyone who stays on track with healthy eating and exercising during the holidays, you are a better person than I. I am not that girl. I'm like, whatever. It's sweater season.
Right.
No one's going to see a couple extra pounds. Whatever. Live it up. But I loved seeing all of our favorite K-pop idols dressed up for Halloween. Like, that's such a fun, exciting. I saw someone tweet, it's the Met Gala. The SM Halloween party is the Met Gala of K-pop world.
Oh, I love that.
Right? I was like, you're right. So we're going to talk about all of that stuff. First, huge welcome to first-time listeners. We do this podcast every week. So if you like what you hear, please come back. If you're not following us on social media, go ahead and give us a follow, NYC K-Pop Queens on Instagram and Twitter. For our loyal queendom, welcome back. We're happy to have you this week. Thank you for listening every week. So on Twitter, we have poll questions. We're just kind of taking the temperature of our listening community of other K-pop fans. We want to see what your opinions are on stuff that comes up in our conversation on a podcast episode, or maybe something that's happening in K-pop world. Obviously, this week we asked about some Halloween stuff. So if you want to participate, give us a follow on Twitter, NYC K-pop Queens. And please don't ever be shy to slide into the DMs. We're so happy to meet you. We'd love to hear where you're listening from. And we're really here to build a community of K-pop fans. So don't be shy. We're nice, I promise. Let's get to these poll results though, Charity, because we have a packed show. So if we're speeding through anything, apologies, but we have a lot of good music to talk about tonight. First, It's time for the Halloween question. Ooh. Obviously, the SM groups, specifically NCT, they showed up, right? Like for Halloween, NCT showed up. But a lot of other groups did some interesting stuff. You had the aespa ladies were also at the SM party, and I loved all four of their outfits. Stray Kids did their own thing. They had a little special YouTube video. And what stuck out to me with them, three of the members dressed up like Hotel Del Luna characters, which is an iconic K-drama. So Han, Hyunjin, and Lino were those characters. And then the boys, who we're reviewing here in a few minutes, they did a dance practice video for Maverick, and they all had costumes on. There were some wonderful ones. Everyone was something different. It, you know, didn't have a theme. I loved the Chucky costume. That's always one of my favorites. I have a soft spot for Chucky. I love those movies. I love the character. But anyways, there were just some really great costumes. Before we get to the poll results, Charity, what were your favorite costumes this year?
My favorite, hands down, was Taeyong and Jungwoo as Edward Cullen and Bella from Twilight.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Taeyong looked better as an Edward Cullen than
Edward
Robert.
Cullen? Yeah.
Yeah, then. Oh, my God, what's his name?
Robert Pattinson.
Thank you, Robert Pattinson. Yeah.
Yeah, he looked insane. Taeyong really did look like him, but like a more handsome version, which I agree with you. I was blown away. I love that Jungwoo went as Bella, and they seemed to really stay in character and have fun with each other all night. I thought that was really cute and fun to watch. I liked the Hotel Del Luna stuff from Stray Kids. Aespa, I loved Ning Ning as Black Swan. I love that anytime there's a Black Swan costume, I love it because it's such striking makeup, and that was such a powerful kind of striking movie, the imagery. So I thought she looked really cool. I liked their whole vibe. I thought like if I was in a girl group, I'd want to like hang out with them on Halloween. I liked all four costumes. But it's hard to go against how wonderful Taeyong did. And did you see Twilight retweeted?
I didn't see that.
Twilight franchise tweeted. I mean, so many people were talking about his. A lot of international media caught on and jumped on the Taeyong as Edward Cullen bandwagon. You know what I think would be interesting? There's so much discussion around the next James Bond, What about a handsome Asian man as the next James Bond? I think if they want to be progressive, that would be a huge statement. And that would be
would be my vote.
Who?
Henry Golding.
Taeyong would be my vote. or Taeyong from BTS would kill it. Any of the guys from 17, they're 007, rock with you. Ooh. There's so many K-pop guys I would pick, but also obviously Korean drama actors. There's so many. I just think it would be really interesting to see an Asian male lead. If they want to be progressive and diverse, that's my vote. But
that would be my vote as well. And I feel like if you need our help casting, we're happy to give you our opinion.
Charity just wants the casting couch. She's like, oh, I'm so happy to help. I know what you're thinking. Anyways, we're veering off course, but let's get to what the Queendom voted for. So we asked which group won Halloween. It was too hard to just pick four of our favorite costumes. We didn't want to limit it, give you guys as many options kind of as possible. So the choices were NCT, aespa, Stray Kids, or the boys. NCT won with 52%.
Oh, nice.
Stray Kids came in second with 34%. The boys, 14%. And no love for our ladies. Oh. So it's okay. And NCT, they all had great costumes too. We're talking about Taeyong a lot, but there were a lot of great costumes. Mark was really feeling himself in that Spider-Man outfit.
He really was.
The wavy boys. I love Xiaojun as Venom. There were some really cool costumes. So shout out to everyone who dressed up for Halloween. Hopefully you all had fun, Queendom. And now we're moving on. So we're reviewing In the Soup tonight. Not reviewing, recapping it. We love to just kind of talk about what stood out to us. In the Soup is one of our all-time favorite reality shows. And we've been talking a lot about Jungkook's new dog, Bam. So we asked, What is your favorite BTS member dog duo? The choices were Jungkook and Bam, V and Yutan, J-Hope and Mickey, or Suga and Holly. Landslide victory here for Jungkook and Bam with 70%.
Aw, yeah.
V and Yutan, 20%. J-Hope and Mickey, 10%. And no love for Suga and Holly.
Oh, I think it's because Holly's been MIA for a minute. I think that's
Yeah, Bam's the one that we're all seeing right now. Mm-hmm. So he's like that are kind of, and then out of sight, out of mind, probably for Mickey and Holly. And even Yutan, we haven't seen for a while.
Yeah.
I hate saying it, but I'm really partial to Tae and Yutan. I have a Pomeranian. I feel like Freddie and Yutan would be friends. They're similar with spunk and size, so... I would have to vote for them, but it's hard with Jungkook and Bam.
I'm voting for Bam.
Yeah, Bam's really sweet. It's funny how they like match their owner's personalities. I believe dogs do match owner's personalities. I think Bam's the perfect dog for Jungkook. And we'll talk more about that when we recap in the soup later in the episode. But let's get to our last poll question. Last week, we reviewed Favorite by NCT127. This was the single for the repackage album, the repackage of Sticker. So if you had to choose a single, would you choose Sticker or Favorite? 80% of the Queendom voted for Favorite, 20% Sticker.
Wow, that surprises me.
I'm not totally shocked. I think Favorite is a more traditional sounding song. I think Sticker really threw people off and maybe, you know.
A little more palatable.
Yeah. That perfect word, Charity. Yeah. I would choose Sticker. I'm still a huge...
Same.
Right?
It's just so out of the box.
Yes. I love Favorite. I think it's a great song. But Sticker, it's a song that if other groups did, it would totally flop.
Yep.
It's so different. It's so unique. It's so specific. And they killed it. And I think, I don't know, it's NCT at the height of like being creative and imaginative and pushing boundaries. So... always going to reward innovation. So yeah, I'm with Sticker too, but I'm not totally shocked by that. I also think the visuals of Favorite didn't hurt. Mm-hmm. People love the sexy vampire concept, so I get it. Again, if you want to vote, give us a follow on Twitter, NYC K-pop Queens. We appreciate you all chiming in. Thank you so much. There'll be new polls up throughout the week, so keep an eye on our Twitter page. Okay, Queendom, we see where you're listening from every week. We talk about this all the time, so apologies for the broken record for me, but we're constantly in shock and overwhelmed and Googling locations to pull up the map and see where you're all from. It's really exciting for us to be able to see where you're listening from. So we want to give some specific Queendom shout outs to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, St. Petersburg, Florida, Washington, D.C., our international Queendom is showing up. It's insane. Shout out to Brussels, Belgium, Yokohama, Japan, Eltville, Germany, Delft, South Holland. Queendom shout outs to London, United Kingdom. Our UK Queendom is so strong, Charity.
Love it. I love
you all so much. Yeah, shout out London. Australia, Sydney and Perth, we see you. Thank you so much for listening. Tehran, Iran. Thank you. Shout out to our Queendom there. And a special Queendom shout out to Amy from Texas. Amy from Texas has the same in hyphen bias, Hee-seung. Her taste is impeccable and a former New Yorker. So we're happy to have you as part of the Queendom. Amy, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, Amy.
Woohoo. Thank you to all the Queendom. We love you. We're so excited to have you listening from all over the world and build this community of K-pop enthusiasts, K-pop lovers. I think Charity and I may be the ultimate multi-stans, the amount of groups and biases we have. It's insane. So let's get into it. We have a lot to review this week, some different stuff from different acts. So I think it's going to be a great show. Let's start it off, Charity, with The Boys. The Boys just released Maverick. Maverick is a single album with three songs, and the single song is Maverick, the self-titled song Maverick. Maverick, Maverick, Maverick. So let's talk about the song. We'll get into the music video. What did you think about this release from the Boys Charity?
I liked it. Are they reinventing the wheel here? No. And it honestly kind of sounded a little bit like NCT and Super M.
Yep.
I mean, I liked it, but it's anything different. I love that Sunwoo starts it. I really love his voice. Yeah. Again, nothing out of the box here, and it reminded me a lot of SM groups. What did you think?
I completely agree. I completely agree. I felt like, no shade to them, because I'm a massive fan of the Boys, but I felt like the song was trying to be an NCT song. It really felt that way to me.
Yeah.
It's interesting because it's a complete departure from Thrilling, their last release, you know, Thrill Ride. I loved that whole album. That so genuinely good. Was my favorite thing the Boys have put out. This is a huge departure. So I give them credit for trying to show versatility and experiment with a different sound. You know, this is a totally different thing. So I totally get why they would want to do this and the direction they were going. But I kind of agree with you. To do songs in that way, in that genre, it has to work perfectly when you have that many kind of switch ups, right?
Yeah.
And I felt like the switch ups here in Maverick, they aren't as seamless as other songs with so many transitioning sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of, yeah, it's not bad, but I didn't love it. I will say the chorus definitely grew on me.
Mm-hmm.
The I'm a Maverick part, I liked. I thought that was fun and interesting. But yeah, this isn't my favorite release from the Boys.
What did you think of the music video? Because that was a little different.
And yeah, I liked the music video. I really did. I thought the visuals and the concept were great. They're fighting each other, which is rare for K-pop videos, mm-hmm. right? Usually these groups are fighting outsiders. They're in it together. This was a different thing. It was really dramatic and it threw me a bit. But I thought they all looked great. I loved the styling. I love all of their looks, the hair, the whole thing really came together. The choreography was great. Really nice kind of isolations and different flow movements. So I liked the music video a lot. What did you think?
So I read an article about it. To me, I thought it was almost like a survival game, like the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Or Squid Games, but when I was reading this article, it said it was more of them focusing on becoming the best versions of themselves in the survival game, and that to survive, players must tap into their individuality and refrain from seeking vengeance, which is why you don't actually see them go through with any attacking on someone. They just kind of scare them or challenging them, but you don't see them hurting one another. So I thought that was an interesting twist.
Yeah.
That's what they were going for.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I will say I wasn't totally positive what was happening here.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I read an article, because I'm like, what
exactly is the storyline?
He's trying to hurt him, but then he stopped. I don't understand.
And they just keep like looking at each other. Like, are they going to kiss? Are they going to fight? What is happening?
That's what I thought too. But I kind of like this spin because it's kind of making it more positive, which I feel like a lot of K-pop likes to lift up. So I did like that spin, that it was not them trying to hurt one another, but basically trying to bring out their best versions of themselves and challenging one another.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little hokey maybe, but I liked it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I get that. I'm not sure if that translated.
No, I
on
only knew
screen.
It because I read it.
Yeah. No, but exactly. Like you have to figure it out. I'm not sure if they quite executed that storyline. I will say their acting was fantastic.
Yeah.
Like when New cried, I was like, oh my God. Like really, really well done. They did everything they could to sell this, the concept, the song. You know, again, like the Boys are so talented. I'm not sure this is the direction I would take their next comeback. I think Thrill Ride's such a sweet spot for them. That whole album, the sound, the vocals, the imagery, for me is kind of what that's A plus from the Boys. This one, okay.
What about, there are two other songs, Hypnotized and Russian Roulette. Did you like any of those?
Yeah, I liked Hypnotized. I mm-hmm. liked the beat. I thought the beat was really yes. cool.
Yeah.
That almost like male voice. It reminded me of a 90s R&B or hip hop mm-hmm. sound. It was really cool. And it flowed better. It wasn't quite as experimental. So it was an easier listening.
Yeah.
Easier listen, for lack of a better term. It was, we were talking about palpable with like sticker and favorite. This felt a little more palpable, Hypnotized, compared to Maverick. I liked it. I thought the vocals were on point. They were able to kind of show off a bit. Eric's part in the second verse was cool. I liked Hypnotized. What did you think?
I liked it a lot. I actually immediately added it to my playlist, and I liked it a lot more than Maverick.
Okay, same. Yeah, we're on the same page. That's exactly what I thought. Like, this I would pick over Maverick.
And also Russian Roulette and Hypnotized seemed to me to be more similar, and I felt like Maverick is the one that didn't fit with those two.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. Russian Roulette, Hypnotized back to back sound like they're mm-hmm. on the same album.
Yeah.
Maverick's a little bit out there. I liked Russian Roulette. Is that a xylophone? I kept thinking that.
Yes, same. I wrote down, I love the xylophone in the chorus. Too.
I loved it. I was like, oh, this is cool. Yeah. I like that sound. I thought that was a great song, and I liked Hypnotized. It sounds like we're unanimous. It was just Maverick the pick for us. Maverick didn't quite work. The other two songs are great.
Yeah.
I would just say, like, I don't know if they needed this comeback right now.
I know.
It felt almost rushed and mm-hmm. not quite up to par from Thrilling. That was amazing. Maybe just let it be, they've had such a busy year with Kingdom, a massive, great release. I feel like there's so much pressure for these K-pop groups to be so active all the time. Don't water down the product, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it happening? Like, Blackpink could, step it up a little bit. The boys, you can relax some. There's a medium here.
Relax.
A middle ground.
We could go 6 months without an album and we'll survive. I wish every K-pop group knew that. Like, we don't need new releases every 3 or 4 months. I like quality over quantity.
Yeah, because then also as a fan, it's really hard to consume all of it.
For sure. And it kind of... fans talk about stream, 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 keep streaming. You stop streaming because something else comes out. Something mm-hmm. else comes out. You're not going to get that group, those numbers, when so much is coming out.
Yeah.
I mean, look at what BTS has done this year with their songs and their numbers. They haven't released an album every 3 months, you know? Like, let it breathe for a while. The fans will still support it. You don't have to rush all the time for the next thing, next thing, next thing. You're just diluting what you already have. And the boys have a lot of great content.
Agree. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's funny. I was really interested in what you were going to think of this. Because I was kind of like, I don't know. So
but again, when we agree this strongly on something, there's something to it.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're a first time listener, this doesn't always happen. A lot of times I might not like something, Charity loves it, and vice versa. Yeah. When something happens this strongly where we both say, Hypnotized should have been the single, Maverick doesn't quite work. Here's why. There could be some validity to it. So that's I think we're unanimous with it. It's not a bad song. And visually, again, I love the look and I understand the concept they were going for. I just think it got muddy in the execution.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get it. I also want to give a shout out to Eric's hair because I feel like I don't mention Eric that much. Like, he's not my bias or my wrecker, but I loved his hair so much in the video. I was like, look at Eric with this red hair, forehead showing. Just shout out to the stylist. They did their job. No one love looked bad.
Love I'm a forehead moment.
He had his forehead moment. He was shining in this music video. I was like, look at this man. So shout out. Eric looked amazing. Yeah, I think we're on the same page. Let's talk about our biases before we play a clip for the Queendom. Have biases changed?
No, I still love Sunwoo. Oh, and Younghoon. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Younghoon looks cute.
Head.
Oh. Younghoon looked cute. I know, I agree. But he looked really, really good. Hanjae is still my bias. He had number 24 on his little outfit. 24, like I was rooting for 24 the whole time to win whatever death game this was. I was, because it reminded me of like Squid Game. It was like sports. They all had numbers on their outfits. So I was like, 24, come on, you've got this. So Hyunjae for sure. And then Joohyun, I'm still wrecked by. Boy, did he grab me during Thrill Ride and he hasn't let go. I'm a big Joohyun fan. They have a lot of talent. They have a lot of weapons. And, you know, everything doesn't hit. And that's fine. You put something out, it might not resonate as much. You go a different direction next time and it's your sweet spot. So let's get back to Thrill Ride. I just want to...
Right?
That release, one of my favorite of the year. Like, I'm obsessed with that.
I still want to go on vacation there.
Right?
Yeah.
Where's this resort?
We need to go.
I know. Jared and I have been planning our vacation. They just won't tell us where it is. We're like, where is this resort where the boys work? Just give us the bathrobes and sunglasses. We are there. I'd much rather do that than do this like little game of Maverick. No. I'm not signing up. I don't like anything tight around my neck. So that's going to be uncomfortable.
It's going to be a hard no for me.
Yeah, I think we're going to pass on this trip, but we're still in for a Thrill Ride. So just let us know when that is. Before we move on, let's play a clip of the song so our queendom can decide what they think about it. This is Maverick by The Boys. Back in the game, son. Watch it and change it. I'm a Maverick. I'm a Maverick. Don't be a chaser. Jack, I can see in your back.
Chorus is super catchy. Love it. But they can do better, honestly. They can.
Yeah, it's different. It's unique. They're trying a different sound.
Yeah.
I think this is a symptom of, you know, noise music with Stray Kids and NCT. Every other group, every other label is now doing a lot of that as well. Even the ones that used to, they're incorporating different sounds. You know, people are becoming more experimental, which can produce amazing stuff. But sometimes it doesn't work.
A for effort.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they sounded great. They looked great. Just not crazy about the song, but Hypnotized and Russian Roulette are good. So this isn't a total wash. Like the other two songs I really enjoyed. So congratulations to the boys. We're rooting for you. Okay, let's move on to Super Junior D&E. We have talked about Donghae and Eunhyuk the past couple weeks. They each released singles. Now it's time for the full album. It's called Countdown, full-length album from our men. And the single is called Zero. Okay, let's talk about it, Charity. What did you think of Zero?
I loved it. I loved the harmonization in the chorus. I think they have such unique tones to their voices, especially Donghae. Oh my goodness, he has such a unique voice. And I love when they mix together. Yeah. I added it to my playlist immediately. I thought it was really catchy. I thought it was really fun. I thought it was a great song for the single from the album. And I love that they have it in English and in Korean. Mm-hmm. That's always fun. I'm all about this. Did you like it?
Yeah, we're two for two. I completely agree with you.
Yay.
I love what you said about their tones, because I think that's like what really helps them as a duo. Mm-hmm. They have a great blend when they come together, but then individually, really unique, different voices, and it works. I love the bass line. Zero just is a good groove. The chorus is great. I mean, this is, it's just a really good song, and it made me kind of want to dance and bop along, which is always a good sign. I like it. Yeah, I was excited about this one.
What about the music video?
Loved. Shout out, huge shout out to whoever came up with this concept. So the concept is, for those of you who haven't seen it, they're stuck in a video game. Not stuck, but they're in the video game. So the beginning, it's two guys hanging out playing video games. Now they're in the game. And that really lends itself to different kind of visual opportunities, right? Mm-hmm. Like there's so much happening, a lot of really cool scenes. I love it when they're actually driving the cars, they're racing each other.
Yes.
It's just, it was really just smart and fun. And I like seeing... There's this whole thing with K-pop where the young guys do the fun stuff, the difficult choreography, and the older guys, once they come out of like their military service and they get back together, or release solo projects. It's always just cool, sexy, slick. I liked seeing these two do something fun. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys, being in your 30s is not a death sentence. You don't have to just sit around in suits and like drink whiskey. It's cool, but like, these are dudes in their 30s. Like, yeah, they're playing video games, they're having fun. That's not rare. And I loved that they did that with this music video. Styling was great. Choreography, so cool.
Yeah.
So cool. I mean, I loved this whole thing. I thought it was so fun. It sounds like you agree with me.
I do, 100%. I'll highlight my favorite parts. I love nothing more than watching a man shift a gear, and I can't even tell you what it does to me. I thought it was so sexy. And your man a little bit came from me in that scene. I was like,
hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
I know how to pick him. He is so handsome.
Donghae, man. He was just driving that car. Yeah, so I thought that was really hot. And then my favorite. Now, we all know I love a rain scene, but give me them and that snow in the white suits.
Right?
My new favorite thing. I will take it rain, snow, I don't care.
So cool. So cool. They just brought in so many elements. It all worked. It wasn't like frantic or hectic. It all was just a really fun music video, but while still looking grown and sexy. I mean, it just checked all the boxes. And then you have this really cool, great song to go with it. So I think this is great. They knocked it out of the park. You know, this anticipation was high for this album, and I think they killed it.
So what do you think of the rest of the album? Did you have any favorite songs?
Zero is probably my favorite. I really, really liked it. And I've come back to that a lot. But kind of close behind, I liked La La La.
Same.
Right? Mm-hmm. That song, the pop rock sound with that strong guitar. And it has a really memorable chorus and build. That song I went back to, I don't want to say the most. It's tied with Zero for me. I really, really love that song. I think that's a great song, and that'll kind of like stand the test of time in K-pop songs that I play continuously.
Yeah.
I thought Have a Nice Day was wonderful. Mm-hmm. What a gorgeous boy band style, mid-tempo ballad. They're able to connect emotionally, which is such a difficult thing for a lot of artists. And they do it not only in the sad songs, but in the happy songs too. Mm-hmm. And throughout this album, I found myself kind of thinking that. So shout out to them for that. Those are my favorites. We can talk about the whole album if you want. Let's hear your favorites.
I loved La La La. I love that electric guitar. To me, it had a little bit of a retro sound, like retro K-pop. Mm-hmm. I liked it a lot. That was really fun. I also liked Beautiful Liar. I liked in the beginning how the instrumental builds and then kind of just goes from there. And the chorus I thought was really catchy. Obviously, I liked Home. I mean, come on. It's a stunning piano strings, heavy ballad. The vocals are beautiful.
Yes, that's on my list too. I forgot. Yeah.
You know,
it should Home be is OSP. Gorgeous.
Oh.
Home is so good.
Their vocals are exceptional in that song.
Yeah.
I am blown away because when they first came out last year, we reviewed their first release in a while. Our friend Danny recommended us to review them.
Yes.
And I liked that first one. It was fine, but I wasn't like, okay, I am so sold on them now. I've loved their releases. They did solo. I love this. Mm-hmm. I think they are killing it.
They're just such a great balance. They have that yin and yang, really opposite. You know, I feel like their personalities, when you watch them, they're opposites and they come together so well. They balance each other out so well. There's so much to like about these two. I'm with you. I thought this album was great. I really was like pleasantly surprised. No shade to them. But yeah, I felt like, ooh, is this nice? Yes, this works. Just really, really well done. Just a well done project.
Yeah.
I'm so, so into them. Why don't we play a clip of Zero? I want to hear it. Yes, This is Zero from Super Junior D&E.
Zero.
Station 9 and Zero.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
It's really good. You know something else that we haven't really talked about on the podcast, but it stood out to me with this one. How you listen, things sound differently, which, I mean, obviously that's common sense. But what I mean is I was listening to this release on like a Bluetooth speaker while I was cooking first. And then I listened to it on my AirPods later, and I loved it on my AirPods. I was really able to hear the dynamics of the music a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
This is not an ad for AirPods, anyone. I mean, Apple, if you want to, if Apple wants to sponsor us and send us some, great.
By all means.
It's just interesting how that works. I think how you consume it, how you listen to it, what earphones, what speaker, you get a different sound.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just shocking to me how different it was from the Bluetooth speaker to my AirPods. I was like, oh my goodness, I didn't even hear that bass before. This is amazing. Such a good song. Congratulations to the Super Junior guys. D and E, E and C are big fans of yours.
I love that.
We're the New York City K-pop queens, E and C.
E and C. What up?
Not to be confused with C and C Music Factory.
Oh, ooh. Throwback.
We'll just keep it going here. Massive fans. It. You guys are very cool and you knocked it out of the park. Seriously. I want to shake hands with whoever was behind that music video concept. It was so well executed, really fun. Just something fun and refreshing. It doesn't all have to be serious. It's nice to see that, but it's also great to see a concept with the fun and refreshing. Mm-hmm. So. Congratulations, Super Junior D&E. We both loved it. Charon and I are 2 for 2 tonight on agreeing.
I know.
We still have 3 more things to review. Let's see if we – I don't know if we're going to keep going. I have a feeling a couple of these might throw us. I think we're going to agree on one, but I think there's one we're not going to agree on. And this next one, it's up in the air. A secret number. The ladies of Secret Number, finally a comeback. So they released a single. We have 2 songs. The single's called Fire Saturday, but a lot has happened with Secret Number, and we have to discuss this. Secret Number's had a lineup change. Denise, who, if you're a longtime listener of the podcast or a Secret Number fan, you might know that we're both big fans of Denise. Mm-hmm. She was our bias. She is not in the group right now. She's on hiatus because of contract negotiations. What? What? When a group debuts, they all sign the same contract for like 7 years. I'm not sure what. So that weirded me out. I've been a little like, wait, what? And she's not part of this comeback. So, okay. And then they decided to add 2 new members, which just came out of nowhere. Oh, Denise is out. We're going to add these 2. It just was a bizarre lineup change for a group that hasn't been out that long.
They had like 1 release.
They had a couple single releases, I believe. We could be wrong.
Yeah, but they haven't had like an out like a...
Yeah. They've been out like a year. I mean, this is just... It's a very bizarre dynamic, what's going on with Secret Number. So I just want to preface that for those of you that don't know, the lineup has changed. The new members are Zhu and Minji. Minji was in Produce 48 and Produce 101. Those are reality shows that put together K-pop groups and things of that nature. So a lot of fans were familiar with her. Okay, let's talk about this charity, Fire Saturday.
I liked it. I did like it. But to me, all I could hear was Denise is missing. That's it. Like, to me, it just was a huge hole. Like, I mean, it was great. It was fun. Retro synth, fun dance song.
Yes.
Great. But she had such a different kind of sound that she really added something to it that made it different. So this is just like any other girl group now to me. I did love when Denise came in. I love that. Like, she's such a strong rapper. But I miss Denise.
Yeah.
I miss Denise.
We're 3 for 3. I completely agree. I think the song itself is fine. It's actually a fun dance track. That disco sound. It's fun. Look, this song is not a bad song. It's a fun song. It's a good release. But you're missing Denise's vocals. You can't. Yeah. She had a different tone for K-pop girl groups. Mm-hmm. And to me, now they sound like every other K-pop girl group.
Same.
So what was unique about Secret Number and helped them stand out is gone. They add 2 new members who are fine. No shade to them. I thought they looked great in the video. But you didn't add a vocalist like Denise. So they lost more than they gained when it comes to the sound. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was really, really disappointed, to be honest. I'm super disappointed because I loved her voice and her spunk. I thought she made the group stand out. And now,
And for both of us to agree so strongly, I think says something about her.
Yeah, Denise. Yeah. The thing is, like, with a lot of these K-pop girl groups, the tones are all the same.
Yeah.
So, and same with the boy groups. I mean, you can say that mm-hmm. for any vocal group or pop group. A lot of times the tones are similar. But for girl groups, the tone and the pitch tends to be higher. And then someone will come in and rap, and now we're back to the higher pitch. Denise had a lower voice that was really powerful, and it was really reminiscent of, like, pop stars here.
Mm-hmm.
So she stood out a lot. All of a sudden, this kind of, you know, pop, almost alto came in.
Yeah.
And it was like, ooh, yes. You take that out, you're losing an element that's so strong and that can't be replicated. A lot of people with that type of voice, her tone can't be replicated. And you took her out. So really game changer, in my opinion, for Secret Number.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what these contract negotiations are, what's happening, but it's just bizarre. It's bizarre because it feels like this was all planned. I mean, you added two new members. You released music and music videos without her and with new members. So doesn't bode well for her future in the group.
Yeah. What about the music video? What did you like it?
Yeah, I will say I really liked the choreography. I thought they sold it. It's the year of the leg kicks. My goodness.
I know.
Leg kicks 2021. The bell bottoms and, you know, styling worked for the song. Like, the concept worked. It was cute and bubbly and bright. They didn't reinvent the wheel with this one.
Yeah.
But it wasn't bad. I thought that there were a lot of positives, and I did genuinely like the choreography. Like, I liked it. It made me smile towards the end. I liked a few specific moves. I was like, okay, I want to dance along to this. So I think it was effective for the song. You agree?
Yeah. And to me, honestly, Jennie just really, she stole a show for me.
Yeah.
In the music video and with her tone, with her rapping, with her, like, just dancing. She just, my eye went to her a lot. And I did like the vintage styling. I thought that was fun. I feel like there's been some, like, retro styling, but they really went for those bell bottoms.
Yeah.
Which was fun.
Yeah. I thought it was fun. I thought it worked. I will say, though, the disco sound in K-pop has been fading. That was kind of beginning of 2021. Now we're in the pop rock, emo rock kind of stuff. So they're a little bit behind when it comes to, like, a disco girl group release. But it's a good song and it's a good music video. It's not bad at all. It's just that when you introduce us to a group with a different sound and then you take that sound out, it's just a little bit of whiplash, I think, right now. Of like, okay, Denise is gone. We've got to deal with it. Try to embrace the new members. They have nothing to do with anything. And I thought they both did well. What did you think of the other song, Dangerous in Love?
It showed a little softer side to the girls. Jennie wrote it too, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like to see a little softer side. That was kind of fun. I liked it. I didn't dislike it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a little bit, like, more mid-tempo, a little slower, mm-hmm. kind of just a pop song. I agree with you. It was pleasant. There was nothing wrong with it. It was a pleasant sounding song. It worked. Both of these songs work. It's just, I feel like we're being introduced to a different group. So,
I know. Yeah.
Have to kind of, with the new lineup, get the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It worked. Not my favorite. I'm not going to, like, blast these songs 24/7, but it worked for what it was. And again, good choreography. Music video is cute. Why don't we play a clip so the queendom can hear it? A little disco track from Secret Number. This is Fire Saturday.
Welcome to my world. Oh, welcome, welcome. Welcome to my world. Welcome to my world. Ooh, time and soil you.
definitely fun dance around song. Mm-hmm. But I do miss Denise.
Yeah. It's the lead singer. You got rid of the lead singer. Like, you can't get rid of your main vocalist. I will say, too, I think the name is a little confusing. Fire Saturday. Yeah. I get what it means. Like, we're going to have a fire. Like, you say something's fire. Like,
yeah.
When you like something, it's fire. But it's weird to put that before a day of the week. Like, a little bit. I think it would be confusing for most people the first time they read it or see it. Because fire can also mean, like, I'm going to fire you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, you're fired from the job. Like, I read it and I'm like, are we firing Saturday? We don't like it anymore. And then I realized, oh, no, like, it's a good day. But there's a little bit in that translation that feels weird to me. And that could just be me personally. But I was like, what does this mean? Okay.
I didn't even think of that. Yeah.
Right?
I don't want to fire Saturday. It's the best day of the week.
I don't want to fire Saturday. And if I'm having, like, a fire.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never said, like, this, like, you would say this Saturday is going to be fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm never like, hey, it's fire Saturday.
Yeah.
Right. It just sounds weird to me. So it's a little
bit
weird.
The day of the week, Monday. We all agree.
Right. Monday's fired.
Yeah.
I'm over Monday. I'm over Tuesday. I really just want to get rid of a lot of days, but I like Thursday, Friday, Saturday are good days.
Yeah. Same.
Like those days. Sunday's good, but then you have anxiety because now the week's going to start.
Yeah. But if you fire Monday, it won't be there.
That's true.
You won't have the anxiety.
Well, then it'll be Tuesday and you've got to fire Tuesday. Then you're going to have to fire Wednesday because now Wednesday's the new Monday. Now you're left with one day and it sucks. So you can't fire any days.
No. Oh, goodness.
Leave all the days. So... Anyways, secret number, we're excited to see what's next. We're excited to see what this lineup, the final lineup is going to be. Because they're still listed. Now they're listed as 7 members, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with 1 on hiatus, but 6 active.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We will see. Please bring Denise back. Yeah, bring Denise back. We need Denise in secret number. Okay, let's move on to another young group. The Men of Just Be. We reviewed their debut earlier this year. It feels like it wasn't that long ago. This was a couple months
really
ago,
soon,
I think.
Yeah.
And kind of like Omega X, they've released new music already. They're on top of it. Here's something else. Like, let's go. So this is a single album. That means a couple songs. They gave us 3 songs. So similar to our boys, The Boys. The album is called Just Beat. And the single... is called TikTok. Let's talk about this, Charity.
What did you think? What did you think of TikTok?
I genuinely love this song. I love it. I think it's so intense. I like the clock is ticking, let's go. It's a hype song, K-pop boy group song. Not really reinventing the wheel, but there's interesting elements. And, you know, they're really well produced. That stood out to me in their debut. But there's the stuff in here that's subtly placed that I think is so cool. There's this little growl grunt in the back during the verses that is perfect. There's so much that's building up to the anxiety. And I like the whole thing. TikTok, like that anxiety. Time's almost up. Time is ticking. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. I felt it. And I loved the song. I want to talk about the video, but I genuinely really, really liked this song. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I liked it. I wasn't like super blown away by it. It's hard for me because I loved Damage so much. Mm. And to me, this just isn't as good as Damage. I mean, it's fine, but it does not hold a candle to Damage. So that's why I'm just like a little let down. I did like the bridge. I thought that was probably the best part of the song. And the concept of the music video I liked.
Yeah, let's talk about the music video. But I get what you're saying about Damage. They came out with a different sound. It was very different, but I think they're continuing and trying something else. Not trying something else, but they're taking out the like 90s corn sound, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And they're going a more traditional K-pop sound.
Yeah.
But I still think there are elements in there that were different. There's a growl, there's a grunt, there's a...
No, for sure.
A palpable feeling of intensity. So I liked this one. I thought that they kept the intensity going from the debut. But you mentioned the music video. So let's talk about the music video.
The anxiety that music video gave me first off. Oh my gosh. So clearly you're facing all these horrible fears that we all have. Fire, drowning, being restrained. You can't see, being chased. so much anxiety watching it. And I don't think I could handle being put in those situations. But I love the choreography.
Yes.
I just thought it was a cool concept. Now that I was on board with, you know, TikTok, because it's like, are you going to get out of the fire? Are you going to stop drowning? What's going to happen? Yeah.
Just the intensity that this group comes with. And I liked the visuals of the music video. Again, I don't think they totally reinvented the wheel. We weren't getting – I don't want to say we weren't getting crazy stuff, because it was a lot of stuff that was pretty crazy. But I liked the visuals. I liked the tone of when they're all together. I like that kind of blue and gray lighting and look. I thought it was really, really nice. And you're getting to know the members better at this point, which is exciting. Yeah. You know, the debut, you're kind of watching and seeing who stands out and whose voice is that. Okay, who's this one over here dancing? There's always those moments. Now it feels like you know them and you're kind of getting to know them better. The choreography, the part where it looks like they're holding an hourglass. Oh, so cool. I thought it was so well done. Concept-wise, choreography-wise, I loved it. And the more I listened to the song, the more I was like, this is great. It's an intense, again, kind of hype song. Time is ticking, everyone. Tick-tock. Tick-tock. I felt it, but I enjoyed that feeling. I liked it. Love the choreography. Let's talk about the other two songs. They gave us three songs. So we have TikTok, and then we have Vindicated and Try. What were your thoughts on those two?
Vindicated, it was just okay. I really, really liked Try. I liked the back and forth specifically between Jimin and Bane in the chorus. Mm-hmm. That was my favorite part of the song.
I liked them both. I think Try is the standout. Vindicated kind of stuck, though, with the TikTok. You know, it's fierce and aggressive. And I love the – I like that word, right? Vindicated.
Vindicated,
There's a message in and of itself with that that I thought was – I get what you guys are doing. I liked it. And then Try, it's dramatic, nice transitions. I really liked the beat and I liked the message. I get it. So I thought this was good. I thought this was a good comeback and follow-up to their debut. All three songs worked for me. So I would say it's another hit from the rookies. They're doing well. Let's talk about our biases.
Yes, always my favorite topic. Jimin, love him, and Sangwoo, still my boys, both of them.
Okay.
What about you?
I still love JM's personality. He's still a little light for me. I think there's something really refreshing about him. DY, love. He's climbing up the charts for my bias picks. And then I like your man. I think Lim Jimin is – he's a star. He really commands the screen and the stage. So – those three are my standouts. It's hard for me to pick just one, honestly, because with this comeback, things changed a little bit. So I've got just three that are right up there in bias and wrecker status. We'll see what happens as things progress. But they're an interesting group. And I think vocally, they're really good. I'm into Just Be, but I like the story they're telling. I like what they're building here with the songs and the music videos. They have a really strong point of view and it's all going in one direction, which I love. I think it's smart to debut a group. This is who they are. This is what this is about. This is the story we're going to tell and keep it going.
Yeah.
I'm into that. I think it adds a lot to what groups have to offer. And when they execute it well, it works splendidly. So I'm a fan of this one. I'm into Just Be. Why don't we play a clip of the song? Let's build the intensity for the queendom. This is TikTok by Just Be.
Very intense song. TikTok. Time is almost up.
TikTok, everyone. I don't know what's causing anxiety, but the clock is ticking on it. So you better get to work.
Better get to work.
Time's running out. Like, it is such an anxiety-inducing song. I love it. Very intense. We feel the intensity. Congratulations to the rookie group. Congratulations to Just B. This year's rookie class with these guys.
I know.
There's a lot of talent. I just think of
coming
like
hot.
Omega X and Just B. They're killing it. So congratulations, guys. We're excited for what's next. And what's next on the podcast is our favorite segment, Charity. Are you ready for quiz time? Ooh.
Nice.
Charity was really throwing in. It was like pop rock guitar there at the end with those vocals. Using the voice for an instrument, I think, you know, you went for it there, Charity. Wow.
I was trying. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to spice it up. It,
always, you know.
She's the queen of guessing.
It's like going to be our legacy is the quiz time. Quiz time theme song is the legacy of our lives. And we will never stop perfecting it and working on it.
Yeah. It's here forever.
Well.
Sorry if you don't like it.
Don't like it. Charity, everyone knows this is the best song ever done. This is what gives us all of our credibility as music critics that we wrote this song called Quiz Time. And, you know, okay, we're constantly making it better. We're just perfectionists. Yeah. What can I say?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Goodness.
So every week we do a fun quiz just to break things up. And also because as a fan, this is the type of stuff that's really fun, mindless entertainment for us. We want to share it with you. This week, our quiz is not from BuzzFeed. We searched far and wide and found a Just B quiz. So the link is posted in the description of the podcast you're listening to right now. We will also be sharing this on Twitter. But this week's quiz is to find out who your bias should be from Just B. So let's do it. Okay. You ready, Charity?
I am ready.
The first question is just, are you ready? So we'll skip over that one. I think we're both ready. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is your Myers-Briggs type? So your MBTI, they give 7 choices. We'll see if ours are here. I believe there's 16 Myers-Briggs personalities.
Yeah.
So INTP, ENTP, ISFP, INFP, ENFJ, or ISTP. The last choice is, I don't know, or you could say, mine's not here.
Mine is not here. I am an INFJ. So to make it more fun, I'm just going to pick the closest one to me, which I think would be INFP. But I am an INFJ.
I am an ENFP. So I've got a couple that are close, but since you just picked INFP, I'm going to pick ENFJ.
Next, what's your zodiac sign? They're grouped together. Capricorn, Taurus, Virgo is a choice. Aries, Leo, Sagittarius is a choice. Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces is a choice. And lastly, Libra, Gemini, and Aquarius.
I'm a fire sign, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius.
I'm a water sign, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. I'm a Cancer.
Okay, what do you prefer in the group? Leader, lead vocalist, main vocalist, visual, main rapper, the baby of the group, or the lead rapper?
I definitely feel like I go for a leader or main rapper, but I think what they all and most of them have in common for many would be main rapper. So I'm going to pick that one.
I usually go for the center, which a lot of times can be the main vocalist. I go for main vocalist a lot. So mine's main vocalist.
Okay. Pick an emoji. A tiger, a seal, panda, a bunny, a mouse, or a gorilla?
I'm going to pick a bunny.
I'm going to pick tiger.
Okay, your ideal bias height, 175 centimeters, 5'9", 173 centimeters, which would be 5'8", 182 centimeters, 5'11", 176 centimeters, 5'9", or 181, which is also 5'11".
I'm going to pick 182, 5'11".
I am as well.
Now, pick an idol, Emily. The Boys is new. Enhypen's Jungwon. Victon's Sungwoo, BTS's Jungkook, P1 Harmony's Jiyoung, or Stray Kids' Han.
There's a lot of good ones here.
There are.
But I've got to pick. It's Jungkook.
I'm going to pick Sungwoo from Victon.
Oh, I love him. I miss him. I hope you're doing well in military service.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question. Pick a group. A tease, T-by-T, Victon, Epics, P1 Harmony, or D-Crunch?
I'm going to pick a tease.
I will pick T-by-T.
Okay, now you're going to pick a shirt. I will describe it. So the first option is a brown sweatshirt, a dark green sweater with gray pants. Then we have a black t-shirt over top of a striped collared shirt. Then we have a black sweatshirt over top of a white collared shirt. Next is a plaid shirt with a hoodie. And then lastly, we have a flannel with a t-shirt.
Very specific looks. I don't know. I can't decide. I'm going to go with the dark green sweater with a white shirt underneath.
I'm going to go with the brown sweatshirt in the first one.
And then there's just like a whatever question. Just click. You move on. Okay. Yeah. Then you just click to move on. Okay. My bias should be Sangwoo.
I got him too.
What? Okay. We both got Sangwoo. So, Queendom, you have to take this quiz with us to see. You have to take this quiz with us to see who you get. I think we got him because we both picked the tallest option.
Oh, then maybe. Yeah.
So the quiz will be in the description and we'll put it up on Twitter. Let us know who your Just Be bias is or should be. Sangwoo's not mine, but I guess he should be. So, okay. We will see. Thank you to whoever created that quiz. Appreciate your work. We've never done a Just Be quiz and we did a lot of boys quizzes. So when it came down to this week, we had to pick a quiz. We were struggling to find one that would work. And this one came in. Knocked it out of the park, although we both got the same same response, but it happens. Okay, congratulations to Just Be. Nice comeback. We look forward to the rest of the story. I'm looking forward to the continuation of their intense storyline. Let's move on to – this was released last week, but we had to talk about it because all of the Loyal Queendom know we're – big, huge fans of Stray Kids, we're loyal stays, and Charity's bias Changbin is featured in a new rap song from the Thai rapper F-Hero and Millie. Millie's also Thai, so Thai and Korean rappers collaborating on a song called Mirror Mirror. Charity, what did you think of Mirror Mirror?
Super heavy hip-hop song. I thought they have really cool tones to their voices. Really catchy. It got stuck in my head a lot. But for me, the standout is 100% my man Changbin. His flow, his style, his rhythm. He is just phenomenal. There you go. That's how I feel.
I love this song. I love this song. You know, and the Queendom knows, I love hip hop. So yeah. This is like my bread and butter. This is my alley. I love it. I love this song. I think this collaboration is perfection. This is the type of collab. You know, I wasn't excited about last week's collab. It didn't do it for me. This collaboration, chef's kiss, their voices and tones are so different and complement each other so well. I want to give a special shout out to Millie. This girl freaking kills it, you guys. She has incredible flow. And it feels to me genuine in that I buy what she's doing. I buy it. I buy it. I buy her confidence. I buy her flow. I buy it. And a lot of times with specifically K-pop rappers, I don't buy it. The girl rappers, it's hard for me. I feel like they're doing imitations of Western rap artists, but the actual swag and flow isn't there. Millie killed it. This girl killed it. I loved her. F-Hero, okay, like – Thai Rick Ross coming through with with a deeper voice. It's one of the deepest rap voices I've ever heard in my life. Like when he came in, I was shook. I was like, what in the heck is this? Oh my God. So cool. So powerful. What a presence. I love the chorus. I think it's so great. I love it. And then Changbin. Here we go. Changbin comes in. His verse is fire. Fire. There you go. Not fire Saturday. This is fire, 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 fire. He is so fast. He's one of the fastest rappers out there. It sounds like a machine gun. It really does. Like, it's attack. So well done. So well done. What a great feature. And I actually heard that F Hero wanted all of three Racha, but it was too expensive.
I love it.
Couldn't afford to get all three of them. Got Changbin. It worked. It worked. Changbin killed it. Yeah. And I loved this music video. Ah, the styling is so cool. The dancers in different color suits with those masks, really effective and just cool. Like, I want to hang out with this crew. They're badasses. Like, so, so cool. Again, like, you know, this came out last week and we couldn't review it on last week's episode. And a lot of times when that happens with like a feature or an OST song or something like that, sometimes we just don't have time to review it and we don't put it on the production sheet. This one this week, on top of the fact that it's Changbin from Stray Kids, which is hard to leave off, the song's just so good. It's like, we have to, we have to talk
about
this.
It's really catchy.
We can't leave this out. So yeah, Mirror Mirror is a hit. And I love collaborations like this because I had no idea who F Hero and Millie were. And now they picked up new fans. So this was really, really well done. We have to play Changbin's verse. Let's play a little bit of this song for the queendom. It goes hard. Get ready. Changbin's going to assault your ears in the best way. This is Mirror Mirror by F Hero and Millie featuring Changbin from Stray Kids. Oh man, he is just amazing. Really cool. Yeah. Really cool. I like the chorus too. The mirror, mirror, mirror part that yes, we are. Yes, we are. It's yes, this song is so good. Congratulations to all involved. Awesome collaboration. And now I'm obsessed with F Hero and Millie. They're both so cool. Millie was so excited to watch Chan talk about her. You know, he was really, really into her as well on Chan's room this week. It was awesome to see. And if Chan thinks you're legit, that's it. That's like the highest compliment.
The real deal.
Yeah. So he's super into Millie. It was really fun to see. Congratulations to those guys. Lots of good music this week. A lot of good stuff.
So much.
A lot of interesting stuff. All about this. Okay, let's move on. Let's change gears. Now I'm all like hyped up from Jess B. and, you know, TikTok and Mirror Mirror. I am like ready. I'm like, I'm so ready to go. I'm all hyped up, but it's time to calm down. It's time to go meditate in the forest because it's time to talk about In the Soup, the BTS reality show where they relax in the forest. What stood out to you this week, Charity?
Always, always it's JK and Bam. I can just watch them. They could just have their own reality show and I will watch it.
I know.
JK singing to him.
I know.
I cannot.
I know.
It's so sweet. Jimin and Hobi cooking was really, really cute. Them doing their little cooking show together.
Yeah.
Melt my heart. I love them. June looked very appetizing in his workout shirt, you know. That was a lovely outfit. Do appreciate the cutoff sleeves and the tight fit. Hobie doing his little water rocket.
Yeah.
So sweet.
Yeah, he's into it.
And then playing, you know, foot volleyball together.
Foot volleyball is BTS. Okay.
Right? Like, I cannot. They're just the cutest. I love them so much. What about you?
Yeah, I think BAM and JK, it's hard not to have them be the highlight of everything. Jungkook is, and you all know he's my bias, but he's like the most handsome, sweet, perfect person in the world. And then his dog matches his personality. BAM is just so happy to be there. He smiles. The dog smiles all the time. He's so sweet and chill, but also has that like bubbly JK energy. I think they're like the perfect duo, and it's really nice to watch them. I love seeing the other members interact with BAM.
Yeah.
Jimin is so great with dogs. He's always number one there to be like dad number two. You know, we've seen it with Tae's dog, Yutan, and now you see it with BAM. I thought it was adorable when J-Hope decided to babysit BAM while the other six played foot volleyball. J-Hope's so sweet. I liked the like racing remote control cars. That's something I would love to do. And I liked that Tae kept crashing his, going through the volleyball net. A little reckless. Jin playing Super Mario 3. It's one of the rare, I haven't played video games since I was really little, so I don't recognize any games that any of these guys play.
Yeah.
But that one, I'm like, is Jin playing Super Mario Brothers 3? Yes, that's a throwback, and it's so fun. So I appreciated that part. And I liked the kind of team indoor or team outdoor that the editors made. So who's that? Okay, so team outdoor, it's the youngins, right? It's Jungkook,
yeah.
Jimin, Tae and J-Hope, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then team indoor is Jin, Suga, and Namjoon. Which team are you on, Charity?
I'm team indoor. I don't give me the sun. I can't. Like, I don't like to be hot. I don't want to be in the sun unless I'm fully shaded near a body of water. Yeah. I'm team indoor, AC, shade. Give it to me. Yes.
I'm team outdoor. I think with like ATVs and a pool and stuff, like I would want to do outdoor activities, then come inside and chill. But I wouldn't stay inside the whole day on vacation. Yeah, I'm definitely a team outdoor on vacations and when there's options of like fun stuff. In my daily life, I'm probably more indoor. But I think and in the soup, I'm exploring the woods. I'm going to do the outdoor stuff with team outdoor.
I'll be outdoors once the sun goes down.
Yeah, you're inside. You're inside with your men. You're inside with your guys. I'm outside with my guys. Personality-wise, our biases fall right into line. It was a fun week. Looking forward to next week. It's just a relaxing show where you get to see BTS's personalities. So that's always fun. Okay, let's move on to big, huge announcement today. The MAMA nominations just came out.
Woo.
MAMAs are, in my opinion, the biggest award show for K-pop. There's a lot, and we're going to be talking about them. We're getting into award season now. But the MAMAs seem to be the biggest. It's when you get the most iconic stage performances. So MAMA nominations came out today. Very exciting. I want to go through a few of them so we can kind of give our initial opinions. The Daesangs, which are the biggest awards, they don't give the nominations. It's the – you find out who's nominated at the award show. So – those ones we don't know quite yet, but those are Artist of the Year, Song of the Year, Album of the Year. And those are also really important this year. I don't want to say important. They're different this year. And I think this is an interesting thing. Previously, those were fan voted. They're no longer fan voted. There'll be a panel of industry experts that are voting on those. And I think that's because, you know, it's the largest fandom wins. And is that really the song of the year or just the group that has the biggest amount of fans? A lot of times the actual artistry is not rewarded. It's just this group has the biggest number of fans. And I think for MAMA, they are the biggest K-pop awards. Think about the Grammys. Think about the Oscars. Those aren't voted by fans.
Yeah.
It means something to have your peers say you're the best.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really interesting, and it'll be interesting to see who wins those based on this different criteria.
Yeah.
A certain fan base is very upset about it.
Oh, well.
You know, it's the best song. It's not the most fans. It's the best album. It's not the most fans, you know. One of the Daesangs will still be voted by fans. That's the World Artist, something along those lines. So And the other awards are fan voted. So, you know, I like that they're doing this. I think it gives a little bit of credibility, maybe. Mm-hmm. We'll see. But the other categories, which I'm going to go through right now, we won't bore you. We'll go quickly. But I kind of wanted to get your thoughts on these, Charity. Okay. Mama, best girl group, right? Let's just start with that. Mama, best female group for 2021. Idol, Brave Girls, ITZY, Oh My Girl, Red Velvet, and Twice.
Oh, that's tough because Idol had that really, really good album earlier this year.
Beginning of 2021.
Amazing.
I know. I know. And like,
this is tough.
Red Velvet, I love. I love Red Velvet, but I felt like their releases weren't, the release wasn't my absolute favorite. And then Twice, last year's releases were
better.
I mean, we're going to review them in a couple weeks. I'm really excited for this new album. But so far, it's like, I mean, I honestly, the girl groups that had me most excited aren't on here. Like, I'm obsessed with aespa. So, but I kind of agree with you. I wouldn't be upset to see Twice get it. I think ITZY put out a lot of stuff. Oh My Girl is really, really popular in Korea. So they could get it as well. So that'll be interesting. Let's do the best male group nominees. This is going to be impossible for us. BTS, NCT 127, NCT Dream, 17, Stray Kids, and T-by-T.
Okay. I love BTS, but Stray Kids.
Yeah.
Stray Kids. Like, that album was back-to-back masterpiece. Back-to-back.
Yeah, I mean, this is a hard one. I'm not mad at any of the groups that win because I'm a huge fan. But I'm so excited. You know, last year, Stray Kids put out, in my opinion, the best album of the year. And they didn't get nominated for one Mama Award. And we were so upset. So, spoiler alert, they're nominated for three this year. And they should be an album of the year candidate. I'll be really upset if they don't get nominated for the bigger awards. We won't know till December 11th. I love every group in this category. This is going to be hard. But I would definitely go with Stray Kids. I think since it's fan voted, BTS will win.
Yeah.
But Stray Kids, I'm happy they were nominated. Let's talk about best new male artist. So here's best new male artist: Drippin, Enhypen, Epics, Mira, and P1 Harmony.
Enhypen.
That's Enhypen. I think that's a landslide for Enhypen. I would also say, though, P1 Harmony killed it. I loved their debut. And they're doing really well in the international market. Their U.S. campaign tour, as I would call it, you know, they did a lot of press over here the past couple weeks, and they've been really well received. So P1 Harmony has a bright future, but I would go with Enhypen. What about best new female artist? aespa, Joyeri, Kwon Eunbi, Lightsome, and Stacey.
I got to say aespa because they have a really cool concept and I feel like they keep improving.
Yeah. Well, numbers wise too and impact wise, aespa to me just hands down. I like Stacey, but I'd give it to aespa. Best male artist, Charity. Is hard. Bacon, Dio, Kai, Kang Daniel, and Lee Moo Jin.
I mean, Kai.
Bacon.
Come on, Kai.
No,
they're both great.
Look at the releases, though. Albums, but Bacon put out so much.
Yeah.
He put out so much before he left. Like, I don't know. I don't know who fans would vote for that because Kang Daniel has really strong fans and had an amazing year. Lee Moo Jin is massive in Korea. That'll be an interesting one.
Wasn't Taemin in there? I would like to know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe I should write a letter because he should be.
Well, write a letter, Charity. Just go on and write a letter. Okay. Best female nominees: Hyze, IU, Lisa, Rosé, and Taeyeon.
Taeyeon. I like that release she did.
Yeah, I love Taeyeon, but I think with those other ones, she won't win.
No, but she should.
IU will most likely win. I think the Blackpink vote will be split, but you never know. I mean, so many of these are hard. This is one that I'm really excited about. And I'm really excited because spoiler alert, Stray Kids are nominated, and Hyunjin said he wanted to win for like best performance. Mm-hmm. So best dance performance, male group, Butter, BTS, Sticker, NCT127.
Oh my goodness.
Hot Sauce, NCT Dream, Ready to Love, 17, Don't Call Me, Shiny, and Thunderous Stray Kids.
What?
Yup.
Why would they do this to us?
It's insane. Those are insane. Those are insane. Like, I mean, those are really, I love the choreography for all of those.
Right? I have a lot of anxiety right now. I don't know what to say.
I know. Mm. Really great choreography, really memorable dances. Off the top of my head, Butter's like amazing, and I loved that choreography. Yeah, I'm not upset when BTS wins that one. Hot Sauce, NCT Dream, loved that choreography and that whole vibe.
So good.
Thunderous, obviously, Stray Kids, it's a game changer. These are all good. Like, this is... Oof.
That's a tough one.
All of
that's
our favorites.
Category, yeah.
Seriously. But then best dance performance female group, you have Next Level aespa, In the Morning ITZY, Dun Dun Dance, Oh My Girl, Queendom, Red Velvet, ASAP, Stacy, and Alcohol Free Twice.
Oh, that's tough too.
Right? Because those were actually great choreographies. I think Next Level is the most memorable. That hand thing every single idol has done. ITZY killed it though for the Mafia in the Morning. Like they're great dancers. Oh My Girl, Dun Dun Dance, one of my favorite songs this year, and they're massive in Korea. So I wouldn't be surprised if they win. Obviously, Queendom, Red Velvet's Ode to Us.
Mm-hmm.
Cool choreography. Yeah. ASAP by Stacy, one of my favorite choreography moves. I love it so much. And then Twice is nominated. So these dance performance categories are heavy, heavy, really exciting nominations. You can check out the Mama site for the full list, but those were the ones that I wanted to highlight and discuss because a lot of our favorites are nominated. So
yeah, that's going to be a good show.
Yeah. Congratulations to everyone who was nominated. You know, every year there's groups that don't get nominated that you feel got robbed. That was us last year with Stray Kids. Yeah. I think a lot of the Tease fans feel that way this year. The Boys fans feel that way this year. All of those feelings are valid. It sucks.
Yeah.
It's really frustrating. Happened to Stray Kids last year, and now they've got a couple big nominations. So. Keep your head up. It could happen. But congratulations, everyone. I'm so excited for December 11th. It's going to be an amazing award show. I can't wait to see Stray Kids perform at Mama and really show what they can do.
It's going to be great.
Give them 10 minutes. Like, I can't wait. I can't wait to see all the performances. That's the most fun with these like award shows. So congratulations to the nominees. So we'll be talking about it more as it gets closer, and we'll give you full recaps of these shows. So we're watching with all of you out there. Okay, let's move on to the news. Big week in K-pop, per usual. BTS is not only nominated for Mamas, they're nominated for People's Choice Awards, and they racked up 3 American Music Award nominations. What's really cool is to see, like, it's so exciting. I was really nervous for Stray Kids this morning. I knew Mama nominations were coming, and I was just already so fired up. Like, do not screw them over again. I'm going to be so upset. I'm nervous for them. It's how I felt for BTS years ago, right? Like, I remember Billboard Music Awards being so excited when they were nominated for Best Group. It was the first award that wasn't, you know, social media. Now a lot of these groups get lumped into Best K-pop. It feels good to kind of hit the mainstream. So BTS are nominated for Mainstream American Music Awards, and those are set to happen right before Thanksgiving, right before BTS hits the stage at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. So I'm guessing they're going to be in town. I'm just putting it out there.
That'd be fun, yeah.
They might be there, which would be the best thing ever to see them on the red carpet again, see them perform.
Yes.
Excited for that. So congratulations. And congratulations to TYT, who joined their big brothers BTS in being nominated for People's Choice Awards. Very exciting. We mentioned December 11th, Mamas. December 11th is also one of the 2 dates that you can see the Monsta X movie. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Monsta X is coming to the big screen. It's called The Dreaming, Monsta X the movie. It looks like it's going to be similar to the BTS ones, the one that Blackpink put out. And these are just like fabulous documentaries. If you're a fan or if you're even curious about K-pop, I would highly suggest checking out these movies in theater. You get to see their personalities. You get to see behind the scenes, backstage, and a lot of really candid interviews. And if you know anything mm-hmm. about Monsta X, you know they're going to give super candid, honest interviews. So we already have our tickets. We're very
I'll be wearing my Shonu hoodie that you got me.
Your Shonu birthday gift. Yes.
I'm totally going to wear it. I'm not even kidding you.
That's normal. People always wear their gear. I've always worn like BTS stuff or,
you know,
it's part of the deal. So that's really exciting. I'm looking forward to it. Did you listen to Jungkook's version of Falling by Harry Styles?
No, I haven't listened yet. Did you die?
Charity died. You guys. Like, I love that song anyway. I think that's like my favorite Harry Styles song. I think it's wonderful. It's a great, great song. Really emotional. And Jungkook released his version. It's on YouTube. So everybody check it out. Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs. And then Jungkook does a cover. Ugh. Dead.
He's coming hard for that alt status, Emily.
I know. Well, he's already there, but I think he knows, you know, that Hyunjin is just really taking over a lot.
He really wants to hear it.
Yeah, Hyunjin's been working overtime. But then Jungkook went and got a dog and did Falling by Harry Styles. Like, what more can Jungkook do? So Jungkook's my alt. Don't worry, everyone. I'm not straying.
For now.
Yet. Yeah, yet. Anyways, that was just exciting. Hope everybody check that out. It's really, really well done. So if you're a fan of that song or Harry Styles or Jungkook, log on to YouTube. This is interesting news. We've talked about Enlistment quite a bit on the podcast. So the group ONF, all of them are enlisting together this December. Mm-hmm. It's like the first time a group's doing this. We've kind of talked about different strategies and said that they should just do it. Go away for a year and a half. People won't forget you. Come back and then you're good. Just stagger it for a decade. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. As a fan, I would prefer just not having them around for a year or two and then all of them are together again, full force. I think it's so awkward to have subunits and solo stuff and I just want to see them all together.
Yeah.
Like I would kill to have a full EXO right now with a release. That's not happening for a long time.
It's frustrating.
Yeah. So I actually think that's smart. A lot of fans are really upset. We'll see how that goes. We'll see how it goes. But they're the first group to pull the trigger and do that plan. It's 5 of 6 members because there is a Japanese member in that group. So interesting. Sending good vibes to my Enhypen bias. Hee-sung. Hee-sung is recovering from foot surgery. He had a cyst removed on a toe. It was bothering him during promotions for this latest comeback. You could not tell. He killed it. But he had a cyst removed, and they said he'll have a week to recover.
So only a week.
A week. I mean, this is the same group that they were all hospitalized with COVID.
Yeah.
And a couple weeks later, they're doing the hardest dance routines for their comeback.
Oh, my goodness.
Now he has surgery on a toe and is like, well, you'll be fine. I hope it was very minor, and a week is more than enough time for Hee-sung. Good thoughts and good healing vibes to him. 17. We reviewed 17 last week. Ataka debuted on the Billboard 200 at number 13.
Oh, amazing.
That's their best ever. That's 2 positions higher than Your Choice, which debuted at number 15 4 months ago. So huge congratulations to them. I also want to say I made a mistake last week when I was saying I thought it was Attica and like the prison in San Francisco. Attica's that prison, I think it's in New York, where there was like a breakout. I got it confused with Alcatraz.
Oh.
It was just one of those things. But then obviously in listening back, it was like, oops. Yeah, Attica's not in San Francisco. So
I thought maybe it was another one there. I'm like, I don't know about prison, so it could be.
Yeah. Well, the A's and famous prisons.
Yeah,
it just, you know. My brain went there, but yeah. Just wanted to correct that. So congratulations, 17. They already have 3 show wins for Rock With You. Such a good song.
Mm-hmm.
Such a good album. And they sold 1.3 million copies in the first week. They're million sellers. Once again, 17. They're one of the few groups that you could say million sellers again. You know, they're such a strong group. And we both loved this comeback. So congratulations to them. Congratulations to NCT 127. Sticker spent its sixth straight week on the Billboard 200. And that's an album that debuted at number 3. So NCT's power on the American charts can't be undersold. Like, they really have a strong fan base here. So hopefully that translates into a 2022 tour. We are ready to do battle for tickets. Speaking of NCT 127, Jaehyun has been cast as the lead in a new K-drama. Congratulations to him. We were so disappointed that Dear Mr. M never debuted because of a scandal with one of his co-stars. He got unfairly – we got unfairly robbed, honestly, of seeing him on the big screen. So congratulations to Jaehyun. Excited to watch that. Shout out to our girls, aespa. aespa continues to take over the world. They're performing at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade here in New York City.
So exciting.
It was just a couple years ago that NCT 127.
Yeah,
I remember them doing Superhuman, Highway to Heaven. Mm-hmm. I guess they did Highway to Heaven, and then they did Superhuman and Highway to Heaven on the Today Show. But I remember them being in New York. It was an exciting time for us. So aespa, congratulations. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is something New Yorkers always celebrate. People around the country watch it. It's a tradition here for Thanksgiving. So that's a big deal. In not great news, Lovelies are disbanding. It's official. The group that debuted in 2014 with Woolam Entertainment announced that they're done. And it's not totally surprising. I mean, they haven't had a comeback since like September of 2020. Yeah. So it's not surprising, but it's interesting. A lot of these like third generation girl groups are done. Longevity is hard to do in this industry. This is kind of interesting. So JYP released a new teaser for a new group they're debuting. We know they're debuting a girl group. This, I guess, will be a boy group. But the teaser just felt so like they're copying some of our faves, Charity. So the letters HX come out and they form a logo that is so similar to the Monsta X logo.
Oh my gosh.
And then the phrase is heroes are coming. So like Super M.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my, come on, be original.
No, they can't, which is so funny because like the most original group, Stray Kids, are on that label. And they do this. Twitter caught on. They've been calling them out. And I think the logo will change, but what are you doing? Like,
come on.
Yeah. So that was interesting. Just be original. I really wish we could start our own label and just have Stray Kids.
Yeah.
Like, JYP doesn't need to be debuting all these new groups. They're mismanaging the groups they have.
Yeah.
Like, do we need more groups? I don't think so.
No, we don't. You need to just, like, help the ones you have now, JYP.
Yeah. Let Stray Kids do press. It's really awful when people are saying we're begging to have them on social media. It's not that there's not a need for it. It's that JYP isn't doing it. They're too busy debuting all these new groups. It's insane. We won't get into that. You've heard enough of us complain about that on this podcast, but it's just another misstep from JYP here. Stealing Monsta X's logo and Super M's concept.
One of many.
Here we go.
One of many.
Right. Is this surprising? I don't think so. Anyways, that's the news for this week. Probably missed some things. Because K-pop moves so fast. There's so much to keep up on. So apologies if we missed a major story. We try to keep you up to date as well as we can. It's that time, Charity. What is your song of the week this week?
My song of the week is Zero by Super Junior D&E.
Okay. I could have guessed that based on the reviews tonight. I think you were most enthusiastic about that one.
Yeah.
Mine came down to a couple different songs. I was really like, oh, I like this. I love this one. Not going to go with Super Junior D&E. I'm going to go with Changbin. I'm going to go with Mirror Mirror by F Hero, Millie featuring Changbin. The song is so good. I have to reward it. But consideration to TikTok by Just B. I really enjoy that one. Great song. Excited for what's next. Speaking of what's next, we'll be back next week. New episodes every Thursday. Next week, we'll see what happens. I know we have Wanas. We've got a nice comeback from them. Victon's releasing a single. I believe Minhyuk from B2B is releasing something.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, we've got a lot to talk about next week. TBT's Japanese comeback is coming up. So I think that's next week. We will see. But we will be back here to review the latest and greatest in K-pop. Thank you all so much for listening and being part of our community. We love you and appreciate you. I can't believe we're already into November. Oh my goodness. Wow. Time is flying. It's going to be the end of the year soon, which means we're going to have a lot of fun episodes with different content. We do some fun stuff here, including the NKQ Awards. That's right. We created our own award show and give out our awards for the year of what we enjoyed the most. That was a lot of fun last year, and we are officially doing it again this year. So look forward to that. Lots to look forward to. Thank you for being a part of this journey and a part of the K-pop world with us. If there's an artist you want us to review, slide into those DMs. Let us know. We always like discovering new groups, or maybe we didn't realize there was a comeback happening and it's great to have someone remind us. Please let us know if there's an artist you'd like us to review. Give us a follow on social media, NYC K-pop Queens, Instagram and Twitter. Different content on both of those apps. So why not follow us on both? Say hi. Let us know who you are, where you're listening from. We're always excited to make new friends, and we're really grateful for all of the friends we have in the Queendom currently. We love all of you. Thank you for being part of our world and part of our lives. Stay safe. Be healthy. Have a wonderful week, weekend, the whole thing. We'll see you here next Thursday. Bye, Queendom. Love you.
Bye, guys. Have a great weekend. Love you.